a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
Tom Lingy and Loggy's 1 second song.
All right, I got to write something down about
that
intro.
I don't like that.
Please re-record that intro.
1 second song is played like this. It is played with AJ from the newsroom. Good morning, AJ.
Hi. Hey, AJ. How's it going?
You have 1 second of a song. Then if we can't get that, you'll give us 3 seconds of a song. If we can't get that, you'll give us 5 seconds of a song. Whoever guesses it correctly gets 1 point, 2 points, 3 points.
It's a bit of a crap game because Lockie's an audio guy.
I can hear the first note of a song and I can just get it straight away.
It takes me back.
So this is what we've decided.
Deep within my soul.
This is what we've decided, that I will not say Loggy on the first second.
You love this. You're
sweating. Okay? I will not do it on the first second.
So Lingy and I play the first second.
Play the first second.
And then if we can't get it, we go to 3 seconds.
Well, if you can't get it, then do I get an opportunity then?
Yeah, if you want to make us look stupid, that's cool.
Okay.
That's all right.
All right.
This is most of our morning, is figuring out the rules for this game.
Well, we know the rules and it's...
Have you got a theme though for us?
I do have a theme. Last night it was the big sporting match, the big contest, the rivalry, as they like to say, Queensland and New South Wales, that none of us actually care about.
Queenslander!
Yeah, they didn't win, so...
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
The Blues. but as a result, we're looking at rivalries in music.
Okay.
I'm ready. Okay. Names are our buzzers.
1 second of the song. Just you and I chime in, okay? Yep. Here we go. Ready?
Lee. Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
Let's hear it.
Yes!
I'm totally fine with not getting that one.
You are not.
Honestly, you legend.
A rivalry that has now boiled down to Art Garfunkel saying a lot of stuff and Paul Simon being like, please stop talking.
Yeah.
Oh, don't ruin that for me. I love Simon and Garfunkel.
I know.
Nice. All right, 1 point to you, Lenny. Good job, mate.
Three points for me, thanks.
1 second song, question number two. Tom, that is Blur. Song number two.
Yeah, song two was song two.
Yeah.
Well done. I wouldn't have got the band and I wouldn't have got the song. I would have just gone the woo.
Blur having a famous rivalry with Oasis.
And members of that band, absolute a-holes, some of them. Blur.
Really?
If you go back and look at interviews.
Do you know what the irony there is? I know song two. Could not name another Blur song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're trying to get them cancelled as well.
Always.
All right, cool.
That's my MO. All right, so we've got Lingy on 3 points, Tom on 3 points.
Okay, here we go.
Are we liking how this game is being played currently?
So far, yes.
Okay, good.
I love your lack of involvement. Here we go. Question number three. This is for the win. And if what happens if...
Okay, should I be back in at this stage?
Yeah, we'll release the chains.
We're going to bring her back.
Logs in on
and
this one.
And then it's a draw. Have you got a tiebreaker?
No.
Oh, okay, then I won't.
All right, here we go.
Oh, Log, do you know it?
Let's have it again.
Let's have the 1 second again.
No, hit us 3 seconds.
Nah, I reckon we need 3 seconds.
Okay. I don't know.
Five.
This one is a challenging one.
Here we go. Pop bottles for those who left here.
The best years. We in the bulletproof vest. I'm going to guess who the singer is, but...
Go, have a go.
Is it Tupac?
No, it's not.
Is it
the other one?
Is it Wu-Tang?
No, it's not Wu-Tang. You are on the right side of the country.
Biggie?
It's
not Biggie. Side of the country. Okay, Wu-Tang.
That rivalry.
Well, I'm guessing it's not the person that should not be named.
Yeah, there's no litigation.
Funnily enough, no, it's not.
There's no specific litigation around this person.
Is it Ice-T? Is it...
Ice Cube.
No, that's West Coast.
Oh, mate.
I don't know what coast we're talking about.
Are we nowhere near it? And tell us the answer.
You're nowhere near it. It's not Snoop Dogg. We're going to call it.
Hang on, let's have one more listen. Pop bottles for those who left here. The
best years. We in the bulletproof vest. So you're saying it's West Coast or East Coast?
East Coast.
Okay, it's East Coast. Okay, is it Eazy-E?
No, who's also West Coast. He's from Compton.
NWA. Sorry.
That's okay, Locke. It's fine.
All right, just give it to
this
me.
This is an intentionally challenging one. Okay. That is Nostradamus by Nas.
Oh, of course it's... Yeah.
You're angry at yourself, aren't you?
I am.
Audio guy.
I am. Hey. And I should know that.
No, I think...
You had a very famous feud with Jay-Z back in the day.
Yes.
I think if we just started naming rappers, we would have got there eventually, but I would never have got the song name. Brilliant.
It's
okay.
A tie for
so
you
it's
and
a
I,
tie.
Tommy.
So half a point each or a full point each?
No, we'll take cancel each other.
No, we take every point we can get, Tommy.
Okay, brilliant. All right. Well, that's 1 second song for another week. Thank you so much. Traditionally, quite a smooth play game. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. My mate went on a date last weekend and hasn't heard back from the lady he went out with. It was a good night. They had a nice dinner. He paid for dinner, but he split his payment between sort of using his card and a $50 gift voucher that he'd been given for his birthday. It's not like it's – so here's – so I'd be dumb enough to do this, right? And we think that's why she's not talking to him. But I'd be dumb enough to do this because it's not like it's a 2-for-1 steak special. It's not like we're going to the restaurant and I'm telling you, you need to get the steak because that's what I've got the voucher for.
Yeah, yeah.
It's order whatever you like. And then when it comes time to pay, I'm obviously going to save myself $50 because I've got this voucher.
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem...
I know, but I...
I don't think you do it.
Like, I think it's fine, but does it set the best mark? Do you know what I mean? Like, is it showing
an
your
impression.
Best self?
Is it a good impression? Yeah.
I reckon, like, date 3 and you go, oh, hey, would you like to, if we're going out again, hey, I've got this voucher for this great place. Do you want to try that one out?
Yeah.
There we do. But not first date. I reckon he's made the mistake there.
Okay. Mm. Well, let's see what Melissa from Kerr Lewis thinks. Melissa, can you use a voucher on the first date, mate?
I'm really invested in this segment because I need to know if I'm thinking the wrong thought.
Okay.
I think you can for the reason that I'm a tight ass. If I have gone through that effort and won myself a voucher, I won quite a sizey voucher off you guys last year.
Yeah.
And I think that if I'm willing to go and spend my $200 voucher on someone else, they should be thankful.
Yeah.
Great point.
Okay. Good point.
That's my voucher to spend my money on me, and if I'm going to go share it, I'm actually single, so I've been thinking, do I go share it with someone new?
Okay. Well, if anyone wants any inquiries to Melissa as well.
Send them to us and we'll vet them for you.
We'll forward them on.
Melissa, do you think it'll help if he messages her and says that?
I think if she's been taken out for dinner, she should appreciate it.
Okay.
I'm so glad that's how you finished that sentence.
Yeah, good on you.
I appreciate that, Melissa. Jen from Herne Hills on the line as well. Jen, what are your thoughts on a voucher being used on a first date?
Well, I think it's perfectly fine. He's gone to the effort to take her out and pay for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it had been frequent flyer points and he said, let's go to Paris on the first date, which you say, oh, no, you're not used. I don't want to go. You're using a voucher. That's embarrassing.
Well, you've put me in my place, Jen.
Jen.
Because frequent flyers to Paris, I would say, wee-wee.
Yeah.
Yakult.
Exactly.
Your play.
But then also,
bonjour.
When you get back to Australia, you can still ghost him. You don't have to.
So don't expect anything.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean,
don't feel like you need to give anything either.
No, and they don't. Yeah, they don't owe him anything, and he knows that.
I'm scared now.
You should be putting it on the record.
Debbie's in Lara on 5223295. What do you think? Can you use a voucher on the first date, mate?
Well, the thing is here, it's not a voucher; it's a gift certificate, and someone's got it out of their way to get him that gift certificate for that restaurant because they know he loves it. Mm. And so I believe that if he said, oh, no, we go Harvey's, then there's an issue. But, a gift certificate is as good as cash.
Yeah,
as good as cash.
It's not like a coupon. This is going back to my you need to get the steak special point.
Yeah.
Where it's
Do you know what I wish he had have done?
What?
Is you get up from the table and just go, I've got a sign from this.
And
go
about it.
Do it. Yeah, just hide
secretly.
It.
I reckon he wishes that too.
Sneaky behaviour.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Rolling Stone magazine in the States have released the top 100 One Hit Wonders of the 2000s.
The noughties.
Right? And this list is very bizarre, I'm going to say. So we're going to go through it.
Okay.
From 100.
No, oh, my God.
We're going to go from the top. We're going to go from the top 10, okay? So coming in at 10 is this song, the Click 5, Just a Girl. She's bittersweet, she knocks me off my feet. I've never heard of this.
Never heard of it.
Tom?
So I think it was big in the States. Not
okay,
in
yeah, big in the yeah, States. Yeah. Okay, number 9 is this one, Luma D with Never Leave You, and I love this. Love it.
I don't know. Is there a hook here? Is there a chorus? Or
yeah, this is it.
Zero from two.
Yeah, I'm zero.
Okay,
from
zero
two
from two.
Also.
Coming in at number 8, you're definitely going to know this one. It's Blue Cantrell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We still play this.
Yeah.
Do you?
And we also play, coming in at number 7, Crazy Town with Butterfly. Now, getting a lot of memories now, my first parties, things like that. This one we don't get to play on radio.
Oh.
But I have
what
found...
What number is this? Number 6?
Number 6. I have found a clean version of My Neck, My Back.
Are you sure? All you ladies pop that thing like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't quit. Just do it, do it. Do it, do it, do it now. Do it good. Let's cut this that one.
Yeah, it's made me very nervous.
But did the two of you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Lindsay knows it too.
This is a Lambie's Dance Floor special. Yeah.
He get that second pose.
Tom, yeah. I'm very nervous that hasn't been cleaned up. So can you turn it down?
Now we hit the top 5. This is Rolling Stone's list of the top one hit wonders of the 2000s. Coming in at number 5 is Who Mistakes the Reason? I just want you to.
Now I'm feeling it. Now I'm knowing
this is very white boy music.
But I feel like Hoover Stank had a couple of songs.
No, you know who did?
Yeah.
His Simple Plan. So Hoover Stank are just a Simple Plan, but a different band.
I liked Hoover Stank's other song. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Number 4 now. We're getting to the pointy end. Jaquan's Tipsy. Everybody in the club. This song still slaps today.
Yeah.
I have done a
lot of dancing.
So much like dropping it down and picking it back up again. Beautiful. Now,
arthritis has been caused by this. Yeah.
Can we just quickly go to Hoover Stank's other big hit that you are remembering?
Oh, yes, this is it.
Crawling in the Dark.
Hang on. If we've got another one on there, that means it's not a one-hit wonder.
That is an ace song, but I don't think it did anything.
So it's a little side. Can I take on a little side note?
Tangent.
First time I caught the bus by myself to the Werribee Plaza and then wanted to catch it back to Werribee, I was listening to that song so loud that the bus driver actually stopped the bus because that was the end of the rail, the end of the line, and I was sitting there listening to it and they were like, get off the bus, we're done.
We're
like,
done here.
We're done here. Anyway, good memories. Coming in at number 3, top 3 of the Rolling Stone One-Hit Wonders of the Year. It's 2000. I have no idea what this is. I'm assuming that you both won't. It's Willa Ford's I Wanna Be Bad. I wanna be bad. Make
that
look
so good.
Nah.
Nah,
is that like a
in Australia.
Britney copy? Or?
I don't know, kind of. Number 2, exactly the same. We're not going to know it. Little Mama's Lip Gloss. My lip gloss is popping. My
lip gloss is cool. Oh, I don't mind it, though.
I really like it, but very American, right?
Yeah.
So that's probably why we don't know. And coming in at number 1 is a song we all know. Some of us love it. It's Weedus.
Am I imagining, did we talk to them recently?
Yes, we did.
Sorry, for some reason I was like doubting myself.
Yes, we did. We chatted to him.
Yeah.
The main guy.
Yeah.
Because he came down to Torquay. But as far as Australia goes, I did some research because I'm like, okay, well, what were the top kind of one-hit wonders for the 2000s in Australia?
Yeah.
And the big two that sat out was this one from Fragma. Big tuna fish. And, I mean, they did have multiple hits. So we can't really call them one-hit wonders.
Well, then how can it be a one-hit wonder? What do you got?
Well, we've got to finish it up with Freestyle.
Oh, yeah.
Funny that Tom and I still wear the same clothes that we were wearing when that was big. Because it feels the same on my body.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at K-Rock 955, weekday mornings from 6. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.